I went on to discuss with Dave how bands with a track record of Demon and Tigers of Pantang are still producing music that's fresh and relevant today, and not just churning out the same album time and time again, and about not having come across Demon before they played at the Railway in Bolton a few years ago, and whether it was a conscious decision to play what they want rather than stick to an image that's been given by the logo, the name, or being tarred with the new wave of British heavy metal.
I think so, yeah. I think in the early days, well, obviously, you know, we needed sort of names, because obviously we were in the middle of what we now call the new wave of British heavy metal, which is stuck throughout the world, which isn't a bad thing, obviously, you know, and I always say, well, that's where we came from, but obviously we moved on. But yeah, I mean, I think what happened is we caught in the middle. We you know, were able to make a single, then make an album. We had this name Demon. And then the first, you know, Night of the Demon did sort of make some inroads in the business. Then obviously we did The Unexpected Guest, which, you know, was quite a successful album in a lot of places. But I think the thing was that... there was a lot of bands around at that point. I mean, you don't expect to guess one thing or another that were, you know, sort of similar. And it wasn't a conscious decision. I just thought, well, you know, let's do this. Let's make this. And, I mean, I suppose looking back, my idea was, having been brought up on the Floyds and everybody else, that you don't always make the same album like you made the last one. I always say, though, you know, if the last one had sold 15 million, then you'd make the same album. On the following one, I can understand AC/DC and everybody, great fans, love them, but you can understand why people stay with a particular format.
Absolutely.
You know, in this day and age, it is different, you know, because people sell mega amounts very quickly, and the big companies, if there's any left out there, major companies want to do it quick. But in the era I came through, they would develop a band, this, that, and the other. And I always thought, you know, whether it was rock or whatever it be, that, you know, you develop the sound, you use the technology of the day. And, I mean, that's all. It wasn't a conscious decision. I just thought when we'd made the first two albums, then it was time to, you know, maybe bring some more keyboards and use what was around and you know, write about the times we were living in. I didn't know it purposely. We did just something that happened, you know. But as I say, be quite honest, had we taken on the world and sold 15 million albums, we would have probably made The Unexpected Guest 13 times. And, you know, I'll be honest about it. But no, I have no regrets. We've made 13 albums. And along the way, it's, you know, we've done quite well, I suppose. You know, I've always been annoyed we never made the big notch worldwide, but people remind me that we've probably got a lot further than a lot of bands would, you know, would have liked a bit. But as far as the music, yeah, it was just, I thought, well, that's where I come from. You know, Floyd made an album, and then the next album is nothing like the one before. And I thought that's what people do. And, well, looking back, yeah, it's probably a little bit strange.